And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, the character of a wife. Many times young people base their relationship on a physical attraction for one another. They overlook the minor arguments that regularly characterize their association, and they allow the physical relationship to dominate their activities. Without analyzing the likelihood for success in their marriage, they form a union that stands almost alone the physical associations that they've entered into. And normally, within just a few months, the marriage begins to founder. The emotional pressures that drive the couple apart are stronger than the physical attraction that draws them together. Divorce is the inevitable result. God warns young men against this pattern of behavior in Proverbs 6:25, where he says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids." No, rather than focusing his attention on the external appearance of the girl, a godly young man should direct his attention to the girl's character, to those aspects of her personality that will be of great importance to the quality of their marriage. Beauty is an external thing, and it'll rapidly change with time after just a few years. A few pounds added here and there, a few wrinkles placed into the brow by the emotional pressures of life, a few gray hairs to mark the passing of time, and the beauty of youth will be a long-lost attribute that can never be regained. In addition to this, beauty is an external thing that masks the inward appearance of the soul. Many a woman appears lovely on the outside, while at the same time possessing a loathsome inner being. Her beauty is a surface thing only that fails to extend itself to that which is truly important. Now, there are two logical consequences of the warning. In the first place, a wise man will not be deceived by mere external beauty. He'll not become emotionally involved with any woman who manifests a contentious spirit. Rather, he'll focus his thoughts on the unseen spirit of the woman to determine the quality of her godliness. The parallel warning, though, concerns itself with the woman. No wise woman will place all of her attention on her external appearance. She'll rather develop her spirituality, her inner being, by turning away from those things that would mark her as a person of low character. The Bible does not mention any specific character traits that the wise man should avoid. This means that the exhortation to avoid the evil woman takes a general nature that embraces any of many potential character flaws. The wise woman will turn away from such things as pride and anger, selfishness and bitterness. She'll develop her love for godly things, and she'll mature in such character qualities as patience, love, gentleness, faith. As she grows in the Lord, she'll actively move away from those character traits that spring from a wicked heart, and she'll cultivate those godly qualities of life that conform to the biblical pattern of wisdom. Perhaps I've spoken today to a Christian wife who's been allowing evil qualities of character to spring up in her life. As you look back over the past few months, you can see a lack of love for the Lord, and you're conscious of a spirit of contentiousness that has robbed your home of much of the blessing that marriage should bring. Why don't you confess those sins right now to the Lord? Ask His forgiveness and rededicate yourself to consistent Christian living. As you develop your character wisely, you'll see God's blessing falling in full measure upon your marriage.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.